This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A seven-month standoff between the U.S. and Pakistan appears to be over. Just ahead, we'll hear what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said to persuade Pakistan to reopen supply routes to Afghanistan and what it means for relations between the countries.
First, on this Independence Day, we begin the hour in Afghanistan with our occasional series, Those Who Serve. The series introduces us to men and women wearing their country's uniform during a time of war, a time when fewer than 1% of Americans serve in the military.
Today, Captain Jared Larpender. He's from Cajun country in Louisiana, and his family never expected he would make the military his career. NPR's Tom Bowman met up with the captain in eastern Afghanistan.
Picture mud walls and grape orchards and wheat fields all the way to the horizon. And in the middle of it all, a combat outpost, sandbags, razor wire, and a big plywood shack. We wandered in and talked with a few soldiers and officers, all with the 82nd Airborne.
Hey, Tom Bowman.
Jared.
One of them was a captain, slouched against the door jamb. He was short with a round face, somewhat shy and serious. We asked him, what's your job here? He said, I'm the company commander.
I'm an anti-armor company, so I have about 60-65 personnel in my company.
That's Captain Jared Larpender. He's 27. His bosses say he's a seasoned combat leader. He's a little more modest.
I consider myself the black sheep of my family. I got two younger brothers as well, and they got long hair down to, you know, it's kind of the anomaly of my family.
How did you end up in uniform? You said you always wanted to do this.
I always knew from an early age. My parents weren't military at all.
He says his parents were products of the 60s and 70s. They weren't exactly the military type. It was their parents who served in uniform. Captain Larpender can recite the places his grandfather served during World War II.
One actually was a Marine and was on the island, hopping campaign. He fought on Guadalcanal, Peleliu, and Iwo Jima with the 1st Marine Division. And my other grandfather was actually a bombardier that flew bombing raids out of the Aleutian Islands along Japan during World War II. And I grew up listening to stories from them.
It was those stories that began his journey to this soldier's life, an infantry soldier close to the action. He can't quite explain how it all led to this outpost in Taliban country.
One day in high school, it just kind of clicked, and I always kind of knew this is what I wanted.
What did your parents say? Were they supportive, or they say, wait a minute?
At first, my parents were very, very apprehensive.
They had reason to worry. It was 2003, the year the Iraq War began.
I basically gave my parents the ultimatum. I told them that, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to join the Army, and I'm 18, and I can do it legally. And I want your blessing, and I'm letting you know if I don't get your blessing, I'm still going to join the Army. And I think my mom quickly turned to my dad and told him something, and I had their blessing.
Had their blessing with one condition. He had to finish college first. He went to Louisiana State on an ROTC scholarship. He became a lieutenant, then Ranger School, a tour in Iraq as a platoon leader at a time when the fighting had subsided. There's plenty of fighting in Afghanistan, though. When we met up with Captain Larpender at that combat outpost, he was planning a nighttime assault into a village the Taliban controls.
There are going to be a couple specific target houses that we will be going to tonight to clear and investigate.
Standing in front of a large map at his headquarters, he pointed to the village. He was betting on meeting the Taliban there.
We will take some type of small arms contact. Every time we go into this area, we do, and I expect nothing less.
That's not the way it turned out. His soldiers did not get shot at on that night raid. Still, Captain Larpender knows he's responsible for the lives of dozens of soldiers from the 82nd Airborne for three more months.
Our number one worry is protecting our guys and making sure that we all get home safely.
Captain Larpender has a name for that worry and that responsibility. He calls it the burden of command. It's a term his grandfathers would have recognized. Tom Bowman, NPR News.